Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, where we're building a selector dub style tape hiss atmosphere blueprint for deep jungle and old school DNB. The big idea here is simple. We are not just dropping in random noise. We're designing a living atmospheric bed that feels like an old dub plate, a rainy alley, a smoked out sound system tape loop, and a haunted little slice of jungle history all at once. That atmosphere matters a lot in drum and bass. The drums and bass might give you the power, but the atmosphere gives you the world. It gives the track memory, age, space, and attitude. If you do this right, your intro stops sounding generic and starts sounding like a place. So let's build it in a way that's useful, musical, and mix-friendly. First, decide where this atmosphere lives in your project. You can make it a group track if it belongs to the main tune, or a return track if you want to reuse it across multiple elements. For this lesson, I'd suggest building it as a group, so you can shape the whole atmosphere as one instrument, then send a little of it into shared reverb or delay if needed. Put your processing in a sensible order. Start with utility, then auto filter, then saturator, then hybrid reverb, then echo or delay, and only use a limiter at the end if you really need safety. The reason utility comes first is so you can manage gain staging right from the start. In jungle and DNB, headroom is everything. If the atmosphere is too loud, your snare loses bite and your sub starts feeling smaller than it should. As a target, try to keep the atmosphere peaking somewhere around -12 to -8 dB before the heavy effects. That's a good working zone. Present, but not messy. Now let's build the tape hiss source. The easiest way is with operator or analog. In operator, choose a noise source if you want clean hiss. If you want a slightly rougher edge, you can use a basic oscillator and then filter and saturate it into something hiss-like. Keep it low in the mix. This should feel like air, not a special effect. A good starting point is a noise level around -24 to -18 dB. Then place an auto filter after it. Use a low pass or band pass filter, depending on how focused you want it. A low pass cutoff somewhere between 6 and 10 kHz is a nice starting point, with resonance kept low, maybe around 5 to 15%. That gives you tape hiss without the harsh digital fizz. After that, add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. Try 2 to 6 dB of drive, turn on soft clip, and then match the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. The goal is to make the noise feel older and denser, like it has been printed to tape a few too many times. If the hiss still feels too clean, you can lightly use redux, just a touch. We're not trying to destroy the sound into glitch art. We want age, wear, and grain. A tiny bit of downsampling or bit reduction can make the whole thing feel more believable. Next, we need a darker ambience layer. This is important because the atmosphere should not just be noise. It needs some tonal shape, some emotional weight. That could be a soft pad, a stretched chord, a sampled dub stab, or even a resampled sound from your own session. Ableton native options work really well here. Wavetable is great for soft detuned pads. Analog can give you a warmer, darker tone. You can also stretch a chord stab into a smeared texture and filter it until it becomes a shadow of the original sound. For the synth shape, think simple. A saw and sine blend can work nicely. Add a second oscillator slightly detuned and a little lower in level. Keep the filter dark, somewhere around 300 Hz to 2.5 kHz depending on the mood. Give it a slow attack and a long release so it breathes instead of punching. A little pitch drift or subtle detune is great too, because it keeps the sound alive. Then add hybrid reverb. You want size, but not a washed out mess. Medium to large size, decay somewhere around 3 to 8 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, and a dark tone if possible. If it's an insert, keep the wet amount controlled, maybe 10 to 25%. That tonal layer is what turns this from noise into selector dub atmosphere. Now comes the important part, movement. A static pad or static hiss will get boring really fast, especially in an 8-bar loop. Jungle arrangement thrives on motion. The atmosphere has to breathe with the break. Use auto filter and automate the cutoff over time. You can sweep it from around 250 Hz up to 2 or 4 kHz, depending on how open you want the section to feel. Keep the resonance moderate, maybe 10 to 25%. You can use low pass for buildups and band pass if you want a more radio-like, drifting tension. You can also add subtle movement with autopan. Keep it gentle. Amount around 10 to 25%, sync to something like half notes, one bar or two bars. If you want width movement, use 180-degree phase, but be careful not to let the low end spread out too much. The low frequencies in this kind of atmosphere should stay controlled. Echo works beautifully here too. Very low feedback, filtered repeats, and a tempo sync delay time like 1/8 dotted or 1/4 can create ghost tales that sit behind the drums. This is the kind of detail that makes the atmosphere feel like it's reacting to the track instead of just floating above it. Now we get to the fun part, resampling. Once the atmosphere is sounding good, print it to audio. This is a huge move in DNB production, because once the sound becomes audio, you can arrange it like a sample. Record 8 to 16 bars, then choose the best bits and chop them into a loop. You can use clip fades, trim out any dead air, and gently warp if needed. Just don't make it too clinical. You want some life in there. You want the hiss bursts, the reverb swells, the chord tails, the little imperfections that make it feel like a real environment. Try reversing a few short slices too. That works especially well before a fill or just before the drop. It gives you that haunted sampler era vibe without needing a huge riser. At this stage, think about how the atmosphere interacts with the drums. In jungle, the atmosphere should feel like it's dancing with a break, not sitting on top of it. If you've got an amen or a chopped break, listen for the snare and kick. You probably want the atmosphere to dip slightly on strong hits and bloom in the spaces between. Even a small 1 to 2 dB volume automation move can make a huge difference. You can also sidechain lightly from the kick or from the drum bus. Keep it subtle. We're not pumping a house pad here. We're making room for the break to speak. A good starting point for sidechain compression is a ratio around 2 to 4 to 1, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Just enough movement to create breathing room. Also, keep the low frequencies under control. The atmosphere should not fight your sub. If needed, use utility to keep the low end centered and narrow, or use EQ to clean it up. Speaking of EQ, this is where a lot of atmosphere layers get saved. Use EQ 8 and high pass the atmosphere somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, depending on the source. If the hiss is too sharp, cut a bit around 2.5 to 5k Hz. If there's a muddy area in the low mids, maybe around 200 to 500 Hz, dip that gently. You're not trying to flatten the sound. You're trying to carve out space for the kick, snare, sub, and bass line. If something feels annoying, but you can't quite hear why, use Spectrum after EQ 8 and check where the energy is sitting. In DNB, visual feedback can help a lot because the arrangement moves so fast. Now let's add those dub-style delay throws that make this feel properly selector dub. Use echo or delay, and automate the send or wet amount at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase. Let a chord stab or texture hit on the final bar, then throw the delay up just for that moment. Use darker repeats than the dry signal, so the tail sinks into the mix instead of crowding it. That smoked-out tail is pure dub energy. Think about the arrangement as a story, not a loop. For a strong structure, you might start with just hiss and filtered room tone for the first 8 bars. Then bring in the tonal smear and a few delayed echoes in bars 9 to 16. Open the filter more, and widen the sound a bit before the drop. When the full drums and bass arrive, reduce the atmosphere so the groove can own the space. Then bring the full cloud back in the breakdown. In the outro, strip it back again to hiss and distant reverb. That kind of phrasing is what makes the atmosphere feel intentional. It becomes part of the architecture of the track, not just a wallpaper layer. Now, a few common mistakes to watch out for. First, too much hiss. If the noise is obvious as a noise effect, it's too loud. Lower it, filter it more, and let it sit as air. Second, masking the snare. If the atmosphere is fighting the top of the break, cut some of the 2 to 5 kHz range or automate little dips on snare hits. Third, low mid mud. This is a classic. High pass more aggressively than you think, especially if you already have a strong bass line. Fourth, static loop syndrome. If nothing changes, the atmosphere gets boring. Automate filter movement, delay throws, or resample and rearrange it. Fifth, stereo clutter. Keep the low frequencies mono and avoid making every layer huge and wide. Bass is powerful because of contrast. Here are a few pro-level ideas you can try once you've got the basic rack working. You can sidechain lightly from the snare bus if you want the atmosphere to breathe around the break in a more musical way. You can layer a very low rumble underneath for tension, but only if there's space for it. You can add subtle chorus or ensemble widening only to the upper part of the atmosphere, never to the low end. You can also print multiple versions. One dry, one more reverbed, one more filtered, one more degraded. That gives you quick arrangement options. For more advanced variation, try a tape stop ghost moment before a drop, or slice a chord into short fragments and place them just before snares for a haunted sampler feel. A slowly moving bandpass filter can sound amazing too, almost like a radio signal drifting through rain and smoke. If you want even more realism, add a field recording under the hiss, rain, subway hum, a room fan, distant street noise, anything like that can ground the atmosphere. Keep it high-passed and tucked low. Tiny pitch drift also helps a lot. It mimics unstable tape playback and makes the sound feel less synthetic. And for arrangement, remember this. Make one change every 8 or 16 bars. More width, less low mid, a delay throw, a reverse tail, a filter bloom, a brief dropout. Small shifts keep the listener locked in. In jungle, you do not need massive changes every second. You need smart motion. Here's a great practice exercise to finish with.